Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again live from New York, Manhattan, having a wonderful time here, and we're going to have a takeoff here of the show from Saturday, be a continuation, and if you haven't heard the Saturday show, you may want to listen to it. What we did was brought in, in fact, I'll talk about that in maybe a few minutes in case we have some latecomers here. So let's just first do some emotional clearings here. That way we can start off with that here. So we'll clear your emotional traumas from the last 10 days. And here we go. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. So that's the emotions. The other flip side of the coin, we'll say, of that is feelings. Remember, you live maybe in one or the other or even both. So here's your feeling body. These are invisible, energetic bodies that you may sense around you, in you. And if you don't sense it, this is where all your stuff comes from. All of your past recycling of densities get spilled over into your current lifetime from this lifetime. And it brings it up from all the past lives genetically of your physical body. So here we go, feeling body. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. And we'll work on one, which is a trauma body now. Again, this is invisible. This is for people who have traumas in their life, dramas and traumas. So maybe one or two of you out there listening, we're going to clear that body for the last 10 days. So here we go. Remember, all these bodies, after they spill over their densities into your physical life, then you start having physical problems. Because it goes from the invisible into the physical. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. And we'll do one for the mental body. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. Next we're going to do a pain body. Remember, all these energies are with you, and they don't get released until you actually get them released from you. So if you had pain at the age of 5, or maybe you had a broken arm or something, that pain is actually with you. And even though you may not be feeling it, that body is storing it. This is your past baggage. All these carry past baggage. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. We'll do another sample clearing here. And this one here will be a sensory body. Here we go. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. And we'll do a body which is for judgment. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we have a sponsor today coming on who is Marianne. So, Marianne, are you with us today?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron.
Hey, you sound nice and clear.
Good, I'm glad. I'm looking on the fast chat, and I'm already seeing a request if you feel like doing one.
Okay, we just did a trauma. That may just,
oh, you did the trauma, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We just did the trauma a little bit ago. We can do one again here. I'll go back another 10 days, so we'll have 20 days of trauma release.
Okay, good, thank
you.
So
here we go. So I'll just do 10 days. So if you just came on, it'll be 10 days. If you were on previously a little bit ago, then it'll be a total of 20 days. So we'll go back, and I'll just do from 20 days down to 11. So 20 days ago cleared. Wow, a lot of stuff there. Holy cow. So that's 20 days, 19 days cleared, 18 days cleared, 17 days cleared, 16 days cleared, 15 days cleared. Okay? 14 days cleared, 13 days cleared, 12 days cleared, and 11 days. So that gives you a total of 20 days of trauma released. Then these clearings are 100% done for about 80% of what the light chip can do for you. Remember, these are just samples. And they help you out. So you may feel your body relaxing some more. You might feel a little bit lighter. And you may want to just get up and walk around a little bit just to kind of see how your body's feeling here. And we went to the New York area last Saturday. We went to Union Square, had some wonderful street healings there, energetic alignments, chakra alignments. It was just quite a wonderful time going out there. We saw, I think, at least 50 people or so, and that was wonderful. We had some supporters out there. We had, I won't give any names, but thank you if you're listening. Makes it easier that way. So what we're going to do now is do a continuation here. Oh, heartache. Can you do a heartache clearing? Okay. So let's do heartache for 10 days. So heartache cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. So Marianne, I'll put you on here and see what you have to say.
Well, let's see, Ron. Let's see if we, first of all, if we have any other requests in the fast chat. Every time it refreshes, my screen goes up, so I have to look down. Okay, I think we did the heartache. How about, let's see, what can we think of that's related to that? How about just some entity clearing? That might be a good thing to do, if that feels good to you.
Okay, so entities. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on, that lived on the earth here, on planet Earth. In fact, we're going to do a different one. We'll do entities that crossed over from the parallel lifetime. This is very interesting. So in case you're new to the program, you do have parallel lifetimes, and this is the dark side energies. And we do have entities coming across from there. So here we go. This is the entity clearing for parallel lifetimes. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, let's do, I have another one on here. Do you see anything else? It's like it says ancestor anger. Is that what you're reading there?
Yes, it says that ancestor's anger, and someone's also requesting a jealousy clearing also. So maybe we could, Ron, if it feels good to you, we could start with the ancestor's anger or just clearing things from our ancestors.
Okay, so let's go back, let's go back to our grandparents, okay?
That sounds really good.
We'll just say that typically your grandparents, I would assume, we'll just say, was possibly about 100 years ago. So let's just do a clearing for the year 1900, okay? Here we go. So we're going to clear out the year 1900, and I'll just count to 10 to do this. And then we'll go to 1890, so this will be 10 years. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1890 to maybe 1900. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1880 to 1890. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1870 to 1880. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we'll go to 1860 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1850. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we're going to do some jealousy clearing here. That's I would imagine that's probably pretty recent since somebody mentioned jealousy. So
mm-hmm.
let's go back 10 days here. So 10 days ago for jealousy cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll do some special clearing now. And the last show, which was on Saturday, what we did, we brought in to our timeline here the lifetime of Jesus, and we just assumed that he was here for 72 years. So we took that zero time, which would be zero. That would be, before that would be B.C., and after the zero would be A.D., and we inserted the creation lightship energy that Jesus used here and where he was from into that zero time frame. So that makes it so that the planet can now be having light on it from that time frame, because since we live in linear time here, dark side takes us out of time. We live actually in their time-based reality, and this is why we have clocks. So we're in mind with the time moving, and in the heart energy, there's no such thing as time, but they took Jesus out of the time frame. And so the way I look at it, that they took out the light energy out of time frame. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is let you feel that again. If you didn't feel it, it's already here. I'll just count to 10. If you would like to feel that 10, it probably won't be much stronger than what it was on the show on Sunday, but we'll just do it over again here. But here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And his whole lifetime now is inserted into that time frame of zero. And then what we also did is, because we live in that dark energy of time, remember, when you're not here, as you're vibrating that energy, being out of time, when you're not here, the dark side can capture you, take you, abduct you, and like give you the parallel lifetimes and many other situations. And because we're in time and we only have our senses here to indicate to us, you know, what we're experiencing, we don't really know that nothing's happening to us, have an understanding. Okay, had a little echo there, sounded like. So what we're going to do now is reinstate the energy that would be of light and close up the time-framed reality, what we live in. So I hope that makes sense to you. So another way of stating this here is that we live in time, and we're being turned off and on and off and on. So just kind of picture the second hand maybe on a clock, and as it goes from 1 second to the next second, you know, that's when you're here, but as it's moving from 1 second to the next, you're not here. Now, in that movement of that particular hand, and then it stops, right? And when it stops, you're materialized. And so since we're living in the dark side time-based reality, where are you when that hand is moving, okay? And like I said on the last show, you could be in the dark side energies, you know, for, let's say, 3.5 months. Not knowing that you're really in it at all, because our five senses here does not indicate that at all. We just think that we're always here. So they can change and play with time. This is why people say, yeah, you know, sometimes the times, days go by very quickly. Other times they just kind of become sluggish. And this is what the dark side is doing to us to manipulate our time. After doing this clearing, last Saturday, if you notice, if you close your eyes, even doing it right now, close your eyes and open them. As soon as you open your eyes, you're going to notice that you're here. Before that, it may have taken a split second for you to understand and comprehend that your body is now here on the earth plane. Now it's instant. You open your eyes and close it. You know that you're here. You didn't go anywhere. And so what happened was the light chip brought in the light energy where the dark side was initially taking you out of time. So another way of stating it, too, is that they brought that time reality so that you have light on either side of that sine wave so that you're no longer going to have that experience, hopefully, here. So what we're going to do now, since they did it from 2,000 years ago, bringing in the energy, we did that for this last 2,000 years. Most people listening here and most people on the planet incarnated about or within 100,000-year time cycle. So what we're going to do is just divide 100,000, you know, by 2,000, and we end up getting 50. So we're going to take now the 50 and go back. So we're going to first start with number 1. And, in fact, I'll just do, I'll go backwards, and we'll go from 50. We're going to bring in the light to close that gap up so the darkness can't attach to you. Now, what this is going to do is reprogram your complete genetics, because this is going to be a tremendous, if you were to use the word, like a DNA attunement, because the dark side will not be able to penetrate you, because all time happens at one time. So the fact that we're in the past living the past in our present moment, once we recreate the scenario, then all of a sudden your body is going to be with the light continuously, even though you're turned off by the light also. Just that where you live on this Earth planet, you're not being manipulated. So I hope that makes sense to you. If not, you know, call in after this here, and I can re-explain it to you. But anyway, let's go. We'll get this done here. So number 50, I'll just count to 10. No, I'll just do a clear on it. It'd be too hard to do all this here. So 50, cleared. Go to 49, cleared. And we're going back 2,000 years at one time. 48, and you may start to feel your body physically changing as the darkness is being taken out of it because you're still connected to it. 48, cleared. 47, cleared. 48, cleared. And this is bringing light to the darkness also. 47 cleared, 46 cleared, 45 cleared, 44 cleared, 43 cleared, 42 cleared, 41 cleared, and 40 cleared. So that's quite a long time. And we're going to start over again here. Do another segment of 10. Here we go. So 39 cleared. 38 cleared, 37 cleared, 36 cleared, 35 getting denser, cleared. You might feel the body, your body changing frequencies now. Energy is coming into it. 34 cleared. I'm getting very, very hot now. 33 cleared, 32 cleared, 31 cleared, and 30 cleared. That's going back quite a long ways, so that would be a little hard to do math right now since I'm working in the moment, but we did 20 clearings at, anyway, we did 20 clearings. Somebody could probably write it on the fast chat there, but we're almost done here. Go to 29 cleared, 28 cleared, 27 cleared, 26 cleared, 25 cleared, 24 cleared, 23 cleared, 22 cleared, 21 cleared, and 20. You can feel your body energy. Yeah, I have a hard time using my mind for, like, multiplying numbers and stuff when I do this here when I'm on these calls because I'm strictly in the moment, and a lot of times that the mathematics of just doing a simple thing or even reading words is almost impossible. 19 cleared. Here we go. 18 cleared. 17 cleared. 16 cleared, 15 cleared, 14 cleared, 13 cleared, 12 cleared, 11 cleared, and 10 cleared. Okay, here we go. 9 cleared, getting hot. 8 cleared, 7 cleared, 6 cleared, 5 cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, 1 cleared, and we'll just go down to 0, and that's cleared. So what we just got through doing was we brought light into the Earth here, since all timelines or time exists at the same time. We brought it all into light consciousness at every 2,000-year interval. So this way it'll help you adjust to these energies here. So hopefully you're feeling it. If we have anybody who wishes to call in, you can. So you can just see how you're doing. You may feel quite a change here. If you close your eyes and open them again, you might want to do that just to experience how it's feeling. Remember, each 2,000 years, the darkness took you out of the light. They probably disconnected the light from having a resting point there in 2,000 years. Plus, what we just got through doing is we brought in that time frame of the last 100,000 years, where your body was being recycled in time, in this time-based reality, we closed up that gap where the darkness could not attach to you. So all you had was a manifestation of light to light instead of having what I'll call the zero point, and they could control that zero point energy and expand it out into time. So this is what happened. So you may feel a lot more at peace. And we'll bring in the light beam energy now. So if you wish to scroll down on your monitor screen, go to Creation Lightship Healing. And here we go. Going to bring in some peace energy from the light beam. You want to go down about an inch on your scroll bar. And we're going to activate it now. Some peace energy and also joy energy. As far as just working on the archives, it will work, but this is done to the planet, and this is also across the whole universe of light. So this is one of the major ascension attunements that has taken place just now. So you may want to hear it just to understand what happened, but it's already completed. So the darkness will have a harder time, if not impossible. I can't guarantee that, but once they are unable to attach to you when you're sleeping or, you know, in that zero-point energy because you're attached to light, you know, they're not going to be able to come in as easily. So, Marianne, are you out there in cyberspace still, and how do you feel?
Yes, Ron, thank you. I feel so much better, more relaxed, and definitely a feeling of greater clarity. When I closed my eyes and then opened them back up again, it was like, you know, taking a little bit of fog away from my glasses or something, is like I can see more clearly. Everything seems really crystal clear. So I want to thank you very much. It's feeling very, very good. And we're getting a lot of requests here on the fast chat. Would you like me to read you a few of them?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Chris, we did a little bit of peace energy. And we were also asking, someone on the fast chat was asking for love energy. And then someone else was asking for a superiority clearing.
Okay. So let me think how to do this type of clearing here. Boy. Well, let's just... I'm confused myself of what that means, okay? I don't know if it means that somebody feels more superior to someone else, or if maybe you're a victim to someone else's superiority. So you might want to type that in here, because it's two different types of clearings. So back to you, Marianne.
All right, hold on just a second. We'll come down and see what we can find here. Some of it, this is scrolled off my screen here. We had some... a little bit of feedback here. One person's feeling lots of throat activity and heaviness, but I'm hoping that person is cleared from that now, I would imagine. Another person has said that they're feeling a lot more present and clearer of mind. And someone was saying their balance is a bit off. I'm hoping that's better now for them. And another person is saying that they're very glad that they're present consciously, and that this was a big time clearing for another person. And there were a few other comments, but they went off my fast chat too quickly for me to see them. So if anybody's request didn't get answered, if they could please put it on again, I'd be happy to request it.
Okay, so let's do, since feeling a lot of throat activity, heaviness, let's work with the throat chakra here. We'll do a chakra alignment for everybody here. So here we go. Heart chakra, going to reposition that. Good. Throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. Below the heart, power chakra. And second chakra. And first chakra. We do an opening now. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. This we did on the last two Saturdays at Union Square. Very nice. People liked it. They could feel the energy. Almost everybody could feel it. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going down now to the power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And we'll take off some cordings now for people. Again, you might want to just get up and walk around maybe for 1 minute, maybe like 30 steps, and just see how your body is responding. So here we go. Just do that, and I'll start taking cords off of all you. So we'll take cords off the back side of you, working with the sixth chakra first. So sixth chakra, taking them away. These are what people gave you. Fifth chakra. This is the back side of you. Fourth chakra. Third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And also ones from the front side of you. They will feel different. Sixth chakra, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And now we'll work with you. These are what you gave to other people. Going to take your energy and bring it back to yourself here. So, again, here we go. Bringing the energy that you sent to other people, that you connected to them from behind. So bringing the energy from the back of the sixth chakra to you, fifth chakra to you, fourth to you, third, second, and first. And now where you're connected to somebody from the front of you, trying to take your energy as they're looking at you, we'll say. Sixth chakra coming back to you, fifth, fourth, third, second, and first chakra. Okay, if anybody wants to call in, you can do so. I'd like to get a couple phone calls for you brave people who want to be on the air here. So just call in. Maybe somebody could type in the phone number on the fast chat, then we can repeat it. And that would be great here. I see a communication clearing that just popped up here. Let's see here. I don't know what that would be like. I don't, boy. I'm trying to think here what we could do for communication. Don't know on that one. Anybody has a clue, or do you have a clue, Marianne, what we could do for that? Any idea there?
Would any of the, like the mind of the body clearing, or any of these, or you already did the mental clearing. Would the mind of the body help at all with communicating with others?
Well, a mind loop might.
All right.
People keep talking in circles. The communication. So let's do a mind loop clearing.
All right.
So here we go. So we'll go back 10 days for the mind loop clearing. So 10 days ago cleared. Again, this is a sample. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go.
Okay, and Ron, I'm seeing on fast chat that Karen says she's on the phone. Could we see if perhaps she's there?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Karen?
Yeah,
Karen, are you out there?
Well, maybe not, huh?
Maybe not. All right. Well, there's another request on the fast chat for a mind-embedded program clearing. I have not heard of that. So, Ron, do you know anything about this?
A mind-embedded?
Mind-embedded program clearing.
Mind-embedded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do have embedded programs that are in our mind, yes.
All right.
That could maybe also be taken as implants also, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Implants do put in programs. Let's just do an implant clearing.
All right.
And
that's
so
good.
I'll just answer Karen's question here. Yeah, you just need to call BBS. They should put you right on. You go to their operator there, Karen, and try that here. There's a phone number on the fast chat here, looks like, so. And there's many numbers which you can try. That may put you also on. I think they have like four or five phone numbers if one doesn't go through. And yet they probably go to the homepage of BBS and get the phone numbers there. So here we go. This is an implant clearing here. So 10 days. So 10 days cleared. A lot of energy here. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. Okay, Marianne, back to you.
All right, Ron, I'm seeing another request on the fast chat. This is a different clearing to me, too. Someone is requesting homolateral energy type of clearing? Homolateral.
Don't know what that would be like, so I'll have to pass on that one.
All right, we'll pass on that one.
Let's just...
Another person has a question.
And resident, Miss Liberty.
Mm-hmm, that's what I was going to tell you about Miss Liberty, something about Miss Liberty. Let's see. Bring that up where I can see it. Is Miss Liberty a light being? And does she reside on CLS, on the light ship?
I don't pick up that frequency.
Okay.
So.
This is new to me. Who are we saying Miss Liberty is?
Yeah. So why don't everybody, you might want to walk around for a minute, because that would probably be beneficial. These clearings that we're doing are pretty heavy duty, and you need to maybe walk around so that you can have the energy settle in. Because we did quite a bit with the mind looping, and I would recommend that's what I'm feeling, because the energy on my end here is very, very heavy, very dense, so you want to release the energy so you can absorb more of it. So just kind of get up, walk around, shake your body, and I'll be back in about a minute here.
Okay, Ron, thank you.
Okay, that's feeling better. It's lifting up here. So let's do another clearing here. And let's do one that pertains to the planetary energies. This happens to be, you know, your horoscope, how the energies connect and cord to your body. Remember, we're all being corded because of the situations that we deal with from the planets. And this is your natal chart. And they attach to us, and we're sort of being told by the New Age people, say the ones in the know, so to speak, that we're here to have learning lessons and experiences, and our natal chart will validate that. Well, that's the dark side controlling you. So, yes, that is a self-fulfilling prophecy if you're on the conveyor belt of the dark side and not being conscious in your heart. And this is the difference. And people say, how do I do that? Well, just do the drop down into your heart center. You know, like I'll do it right now for you, but we do this on almost every show. And this you want to do yourself. And if you only stay in your heart for 5 or 10 seconds, that's great. And as the more often you do it, you're going to be able to stand in maybe for maybe another 5 seconds the next day. And maybe after a while, maybe, you know, a few minutes. That's quite great. So here we go. Oh, if I heard a beep. Yeah, somebody
Hi,
online.
Hi, how are you, Ron?
Good,
there
hi. So stay on for a minute, okay? We'll do the mind-to-heart drop, and then we'll put you back on, okay?
Okay.
Just stay there in the background here. So we're going to drop down. So just think of your thoughts, your awakening consciousness. So 10, dropping down like an elevator. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, is that Kimberly calling?
Yes, you know my voice well.
Yeah, hi, Kimberly.
Oh, I'm not on the chat line because my cookies are deactivated, and I'm still trying to figure that out. But I overheard someone asking for a communication clearing, and I noticed that most all your clearings improve that. But I was wondering, especially maybe the cords or the dark practitioner mind control transmissions.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't those
that
help
one?
In communication?
Yeah, that could definitely shut that down. But what happens is, as people think thoughts about you, we'll just typically just talk about negative thoughts. That can prevent you from doing many things and also prevent you from communicating to others. And it can make you dysfunctional in many ways. So here we go. And maybe not being able to have a decent life because you have the transmissions of others transmitting to you, preventing you from coming more into your heart, or actually they prevent you from getting out of the mind energy because they put you into a mind program that gets activated continuously on you. Let's do that clearing here. This is a sample of this here. It's also on the website. And I'd highly recommend everybody doing this clearing because people, you know, see you daily. And if you do something to someone, you know, even unintentionally, they may give you a bad thought. That thought's going to stick to you and can cause you to have a problem. Or they could pay somebody some money to transmit energy to you. That would be in a negative basis. Or they could ask somebody to pray to God for you. That'd be even worse. So you don't want to do that stuff. You don't want to have the ETs looking at you to take your energy because you're weak. It's kind of like the animal that has a problem. Maybe it's limping along, and there's vultures around looking for weak animals, and then all of a sudden you become prey. This is why you don't want people to pray to you. You don't want to become, you know, injured further and then have more energy brought to you to take away your life force energy. So here we go. We're going to do a dark side practitioner clearing. This is on the website here. And if you get onto it, I'd recommend doing the unlimited and get on this thing daily. It'll be probably your best friend. So we'll go back 10 days. And this is taking away, again, energetic cords. And it can go even further than that to energies that are active on you all the time, preventing you from maybe getting a job, preventing you from doing different things in your life. Maybe getting a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or just causing you not to have financial, you know, money in your life, or just many things. It depends how they program the energy, how much energy they use in that energetic pool that people pray to, and then they tap into it, and now you're the recipient of that. So here we go, 10 days ago, and I'll count to 10 to clear it. These are really heavy-duty clearing. So if you do get on this, on the website, do it about four times at first. So here we go, 10 days ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2 days ago, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So I'll just read the fast chat here. Could you do life force exercise for us? Okay, that's a very nice one. So I want everybody to put their palms facing each other in front of you, in front of your chest area, and kind of move your hands so that back and forth a little bit so you can actually feel this invisible ball tension. It could be body width for you. It could be a little bit less, a little bit more. Normally, most people are typically at least 3 inches to 6 inches of energy between the palm of their hands. And when you feel that, it's like compressing an invisible spring. And just kind of note where it is. Push your hands or move them further apart, I should say. And then come in again. And what you want to do is just say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. So you sample and say the affirmation, move your hands further apart and bring them in again, and you will notice that they are expanded out a little bit further. It could be maybe 2 to 6 inches more. And say it again. So we'll do it together. And after about 10 times, they're going to be all the way out alongside of you. So here we go. Sample your energy, see where it is, and we'll say it together. I now increase my life force energy. And sample. I now increase my life force energy. 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 So you should feel more energy in your body right now. And we'll do a clearing now. We have someone here who is requesting maybe release of the darkness from the mind. Erase the mind of darkness. Boy, I can try to do a clearing on this here. Remember, when you stay in your head, you're actually living in the darkness. So on this show, you're probably already in the heart center, but if you're not, we will bring you into the love energy of your heart. So this is what we can do here, is bring you into that. But that's your whole responsibility. For being conscious is to not go into the mind energy, stay in the heart. Remember, when you're in the mind, then the mind controls you. It's the darkness energy. So here we go. If you're not in your heart, this should help you out somewhat. We'll see what happens here. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared. Okay, so we'll just see how everybody's doing so far. And the now I increase my life force energy that a long time. Do that life force energy maybe for 20 to 50 times. If you can do it 100 times, it'll be much better for you. So just keep doing that, and you're going to feel a lot more energy within your body. And it'll bring you more into your body. So, Marianne, are you out there still in cyberspace?
Yes, Ron, I am. And I'm seeing a request on the fast chat for pain clearing, stopping pain transmission. Could we do something for this person?
Okay, so that sounds like, since the word transmission was used there.
Yes, it was.
That would be indicative of somebody sending somebody a spell energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a better words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. If you have any pain in your body, I want you to focus on it right now, and we're going to take away from you that energy that this person is transmitting to you. We'll just see how this works out. So here we go. We'll count to 20 to get this energy off of you and also bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And we'll go one step further here. Let's just say that this person that's sending this to you is using some other means to transmit this energy to you also. So maybe, you know, they're doing this mental clearing. Maybe they're just thinking about sending pain to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just say that they also have an object, maybe a picture of you and or a drawing of you or you know, going into a little more of the negative stuff, maybe a piece of your hair or a garment, and they dress a doll up and they stick a pin in you, okay? We've all seen those things, the voodoo dolls, okay?
Yes.
Here we go. I'm going to take this away here. I don't normally go into this much negativity with people on the show here, but here we go. This may be an eye-opener for some of you. So we're going to take this energy away from a physical object poking you, okay, giving you pain. Just keeping it real simple here. Here we go.
Okay.
Get ready. And contact. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just kind of feel the energy now. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And I'm feeling a lot of energy moving out there. I'm going to continue on. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. And more energy is coming to help you. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. And we'll do one more set here of 10. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, and 60. Okay, so see how that feels. If you want to type in on the fast chat, if you felt your body shifting, the reason would be because you have somebody out there from the past or the present here. Remember, everything works in the past, too. It's still 100% activated and active. So somebody was doing something to you energetically or even physically. If you feel better, let me know. So we have another request here for a planetary cording. So this is the planetary clearing. This clearing is online. It gets off about a couple thousand or more planets that are connected to you, taking away your energy. Remember, people can cord to you, and so can the planets. And the planets could be an extraterrestrial being or a race of people on a planet directing energies to get energies from you. Here we go. So I'll do this as 10 days ago. No, I'll do 10 planets. So first planet released. Just do a check on your body, see how your body's feeling. In fact, we'll do planets that are connected to your head. So I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we're going to do your neck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This way you can actually localize and feel this here. And now we're going to do planets, we'll just say above your rib cage. So hypothetically, we'll just say power chakra on up to the top of your shoulders. and then we'll do the arms next. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next we'll do your left arm. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh man, there's some stuff there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right arm, this includes your hands, wrists and hands and fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll go from the power chakra below to your tailbone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll go on your legs down to your knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And knees to ankles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And ankles to the tip of your toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's talk about our next upcoming event, which will be on the 20th, this coming Saturday. We have our special four-hour Ascension call, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Coast Time, PST, and then add 3 hours to that for Eastern Time, which would be 4 o'clock. It's a four-hour conference call. You get a speakerphone. The cost is $60, and we do water charging the last 1 hour of it. You don't have to be on the call completely all the time. It's nice to be on it, but I do have people, in fact, quite a few that want to get on absentee because maybe they just can't get a day off on that day or something. You will feel the energy, and the call will work for you. Just connect with me. You can give me a phone call on the toll-free number or send an email. Either way, I'll get back with you. And it's a conference call for 4 hours. Also, I'm still doing sessions here in New York for people. So you can give me a call, too, and I'll get back with you. And we'll do another clearing here, a sample clearing for everybody. And let's bring in the male light beings here. We'll leave the show with the male light beings. We have a couple minutes left here. So here comes the male to help do healings on you here. And here we go. They're coming in. So if you're new to the program, just tuning in, maybe you're listening to the second program after us here, go to Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it, scroll down, and bring up the light beam. And here we go. I'm going to energize the light beam with the male light beam energies here. This is Creation Energy coming to help you. And our next show, which will be Wednesday, also on our conference call line, we're going to have Joe Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R. He's on YouTube. You can check him out. He's a very, very highly, highly talented musician. He does sound engineering. He's an engineering man who works with sound on the soundboards. He's done many, many concerts, large ones, you know, like many, many people. He's going to Japan. I think he'll be doing sound for probably, you know, over 10,000 people there, I think, in an outside stadium or something. But if there was any rockers out there, he probably knows all of them. So here we go. He'll be on the show next Wednesday playing guitar. It'll be wonderful. So here we go. Male light beings are coming in. And I'll count to 10 to increase their energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and they feel weak to me, and we're going to bring them in more. 1, 2, 3, 4, there they are, 5, 6, stronger please, stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, love comes walking in. Contact is all it takes to connect to your spirit and divinity within you. And these light beings are here to help you do some healing. And hope that you're having a wonderful evening now. And these healings will work on the archives. And like I said, there is light now in the time-based reality. So naturally, we're all living in the past because our DNA is in the past. The past, you know, becomes our future, we'll say, or our current moment. So we now have light within us. We don't have any of this separation of light when the dark side has taken us out of time in their own time-based reality. So I hope that makes sense to you. If not, listen to the show over again. And now the light is connected to you continuously through your spirit. And you're going to be able to have a wonderful experience now and probably have a lot more peace in your life. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And thank you, Mary Ann, for coming on.
You're welcome, Ron. Can I ask a very quick question? Someone was requesting a water charging. Could they still hold their hands around the glass of water, and will that work even though we need to get off the air?
We need to get off because the time's running out here. So.
Yes, okay.
But they can go on the website for a dollar and.
And do it there. All right.
On the website, go on there, do the water charging. It's only a dollar to have water charged for you, and it's wonderful. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a good evening. Goodbye, everybody.
Good evening, everyone. Blessings to you.